咱漏掉了，你再漏，懂不懂啊？
当时我刚把麦子摊开准备翻一下，猫咪就拉着巢过来了，在那里一直叫，我也拗不过它，只能让它翻了。
Wanted to talk to you, beautiful souls, at least a week ago, some days ago, but I couldn't. I was too busy. You have no idea with so many shows to edit, to review, and business, and so many other little things, you know, that you do for yourself privately, personally, even to wash, to brush teeth, to cook something, to warm something for yourself.To keep yourself at least hygienically decent. Not like you wear beautiful clothes or changing or showering every day, but you still need to keep yourself clean, yeah? Because that's the way you want yourself to be. Just clean, yeah? Not made up or anything. But that is the basic. Even then it takes time. And even though I live in a very little place, still need to clean often, you know? Almost every day clean the space.Where you live, because the wind will blow dirt in there and the leaves will fall onto your floor, for example, even though it's just vinyl put on the ground or just a plastic on top of your wigwam to cover it from the rain, for example. They all need to be done. And when you're alone, it seems like a lot of work. But I'm happy, actually. I'm happier than if I were a president ora king or queen in the world, truly. Because when I see them, they're working so hard. You have to, the citizens also have to thank them, the good ones. But the best ones would be leading all the citizens into the vegan diet. Because I have told you that I have put some protection around the planet together with the magnetic field to protect it.To protect the ozone, to protect the magnetic field, so that they will still protect humans and all beings. Because if any of them go kaput, I told you already, if too much damage, then maybe the gravitation force also will be damaged or ruined. Then we all will fly up into the air and then bust ourselves into the atmosphere, and there will be no more left, any of us.I saw on the internet today, I told you, one guy, he said, you are living under a dome, D-O-M-E. That so-called dome is the one that we have been putting up to protect the magnetic field that I have told you about last time, to protect the atmosphere of the Earth so that the magnetic field and ozone layer are not more damaged.But it still can be damaged. We always still have to keep an eye on it. And even the protective layer ring that has been put around the earth to protect the earth, I don't know if it can be completely protected. It depends on how much karma the humans create anew. Old karma and new karma, like newly made karma also. But at the moment, it's still okay. Like,The sun will not pour into our atmosphere and burn everything in its wake. At the moment, it's still okay. It's bearable. It's not completely safe. Of course, I can only do so much, only do so much. Because the karma of the world is so, 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 so heavy, so huge. The Buddha already said that even the karma of one person could cover the whole sky.Not to talk about the whole world's people karma. I'm still struggling with it. I have to confess to you sometimes. I think, oh, maybe I can't do it. why should I worry about the world people when they themselves don't worry about themselves, don't take the measures to protect themselves, to protect their own home, the planet home? I confess to you, sometimes I'm tired like that, but I'm still keep doing it because I just love people. Sometimes I ask myself, how can I still love people? I love the animal people to no end, but how can I still love the people? Because they are the ones who cause all these troubles. But then I can't blame them. They're vulnerable. Not everybody is strong, wise, and knowing things and sanely enough to understand what I'm saying, what I'm telling them. And apart from that, there are so many so-called Buddhas mushrooming around on the whole planet and doing not much, just teaching a few movements and, oh, wearing special clothes together, making it look like a uniform, and, oh, moving hands and feet a little bit or body a little bit. And then it's a Buddha. And even Maitreya Buddha, not just any Buddha. Oh, I'd be glad if he could take over my job. He doesn't even know one nano inch of how hellish it is to be a real Buddha in this lifetime, in this particular period of time. And others also, you know, some of my so-called ex-disciples stole my things, my teachings, put them in their name, and then can charm people.
And now we have a hard line from Yu Hang in Ao Lạc, also known as Vietnam.
Vào một ngày năm 2023, con gặp một người bạn để bàn công việc và sau đó cả hai quyết định đi ăn trưa. Con tìm được một quán ăn thuần chay mang tên Diệu Âm Quán. Đây là quán ăn buffet. Khung cảnh của quán được bày trí rất quen thuộc, nhưng các nhân viên ở đây mặt ai cũng lạnh lùng và hờ hững. Tuy nhiên, vì quá đói nên con không nghĩ gì nhiều mà gọi món ngay lập tức. Sau khi ăn xong, bước đến quầy thanh toán thì con mới quan sát kỹ. Ôi cha, đây là một quán ăn giả, chuỗi nhà hàng Lovenhurst. Trên tường, họ cũng treo rất nhiều các bức tranh sơn mài và họ cũng bật một kênh YouTube trên TV treo tường. Nhưng nó không phải là kênh truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư mà là một kênh tương tự. Con nhớ lúc đó kênh này đang chiếu cảnh một người tự nhận là vị minh sư tại thế vĩ đại của thế kỷ 21 đang chơi với chú vẹt. Lúc đó, con mới nhận ra mình đã vào nhầm quán. Con không biết Ruma là ai, nhưng rõ ràng việc bắt chước sư phụ từ việc lập kênh YouTube cũng như bày trí nhà hàng giống hệt và cho đó là bản quyền của mình là điều không thể chấp nhận được. Sau đó, vì tò mò, con đã lên mạng tìm hiểu, thì con thấy có một trang YouTube mang tên Guruji Ruma Official với người đăng ký kênh. Có lẽ đây là những người đang khao khát đi tìm một người thầy để chỉ cho mình hướng đi đúng trên con đường đạo, thì lại gặp phải một tên thầy dởm là Ruma. Nhiều bài giảng hắn cũng copy lời của sư phụ, nhưng thay vì từ Quán Âm thì hắn lấy tên Diệu Âm. Con thấy mình thật sự may mắn vì biết đến sư phụ trước khi biết đến tên Ruma, nếu không có lẽ con cũng là một nạn nhân trong số này. Con xin chân thành cảm ơn sư phụ và mong mọi người lan tỏa thông tin về tên Minh Sư Dỗm này để nhiều người không bị hắn lôi kéo và dụ dỗ. Đệ tử Diệu Hằng từ Âu Lạc, Việt Nam.
Etc.
Of course, I have to tell you, there are true light and fake light. The fake light came from hell. On the astral world, they can sometimes manifest as light, but they are dim and loveless, not like the real light. If that's from fake person like Trang Tâm or Ruma, for example. But why do some people like to go near him? Because he talks the way I talk. He even gives people the gift. What? How does he have that gift? I have to meditate many years and go up to the higher level in order to have that gift to bring it back. He just stole it and tells people that it's from him. And the people who follow him believe it, believe that that gift will bring them to the highest possible heaven. It's zero truth, because there's no power in it.
Con là đồng tu Âu Lạc, con đã từng tâm ấn bên Trần Tâm và giờ con đã được sư phụ Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư tâm ấn. Con xin chia sẻ lại những trải nghiệm của mình, hầu mong thức tỉnh những linh hồn vô tội vì vô minh mà theo học minh sư giả Trần Tâm. Trong quá trình tu hành bên Trần Tâm, con đã có những thể nghiệm rất đáng sợ. Sau một thời gian tu hành, cuộc sống không có thay đổi tốt hơn mà lại càng bị xuống cấp. Nhiều người mới vào tu thì nhìn rất đẹp trai, đẹp gái, nhưng dần về sau thì người xanh xao, đau bệnh mà chết. Ngồi thiền, con chỉ thấy toàn những hình ảnh tối tăm như ma quỷ, rất đáng sợ. Chưa từng được thể nghiệm về ánh sáng của Phật hay nghe âm thanh thiêng liêng nào. Con tự cảm thấy sự tu hành bên này là không đúng đường. Nên khi con biết sư phụ, con đã rất thành tâm cầu nguyện Ngài gia trì cho con sớm được tâm ấn với Ngài, để tiếp tục con đường tu hành giải thoát mà con hằng khao khát. Sau khi được sư phụ tâm ấn, cuộc sống của con sang trang mới hạnh phúc vô cùng. Con đã thấy được những thể nghiệm ánh sáng và sự gia trì của sư phụ rất nhiều. Khi mở đài truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư, nhiều lần con thấy sư phụ bước ra từ trong màn hình. Khi thiền, con cảm nhận nhẹ nhàng và rất dễ định. Con thể nghiệm thấy sư phụ mặc bộ đồ màu trắng rất đẹp và ánh sáng phát ra rất rực rỡ, sáng rực không gian xung quanh vô cùng đẹp. Mỗi ngày, con cảm nhận được lực lượng của Ngài gia trì rất mạnh. Ngày con làm, đêm con thiền liên tục mà không cảm thấy mệt mỏi gì cả. Cảm tạ sư phụ kính yêu đã cứu linh hồn con thương nhớ Ngài vô cùng.
Etc.
And even when I teach you the gift, I tell you not to tell anybody else because if you do, you will lose it. I have never taught him this gift. So how can he even have any little power of that and even to give it to other people? Even if I give it to him, he shouldn't be able to give it to anybody else. All this is just greed and evil, just wants to cheat people for fame and profit, to buy fancy watches and put them in the whole cabinet like that.
The following information is provided from Zheng Tam's victims about how Zheng Tam makes money. Soliciting charitable donations, Zheng Tam calls for donations from his followers in Aulac or Vietnam, claiming they are for charitable purposes. Selling Zheng Tam's statues. Statues of Zheng Tam are made in Aulac or Vietnam at a cost of around 100,000 VND or around $4. But are sold by him for tens of millions to over 100 million VND, or around $3,939. Earnings from vegetarian restaurants. Several restaurants serve as income sources for Zheng Tam. The profits are sent to him. Also, these venues occasionally host initiation ceremonies for a small group of people. Fees for ordination. Anyone wishing to ordain must pay a fee. They are required to attend 7 retreats with him within a year to qualify. Upon registering for ordination, they must pay 7 million VND, or around $276. When Zheng Tam personally cooks food and sells it, prices increase dramatically from tens of thousands or 100,000 VND to several million VND per dish. Additionally, one abused victim shared that Zheng Tam lives a very extravagant lifestyle. For example, Zheng Tam provides Lexus cars for his ordained followers, while he himself drives a Hummer. His clothing is all designer, and he buys expensive watches without even checking the price. He owns a collection of luxury watches stored in a dedicated wardrobe,
etc.
He has only 2 hands. The maximum he can wear is only 2 watches. To watch the time, to watch the time. What for? He has to buy expensive watches and put them away altogether anyway. Oh, maybe Monday one, Tuesday one, you know, every day one. Rotating or something. My God, this is truly greed. How can you be a Buddha like that? Wanting hoarded, needless things like that. You see, the Buddha, he has nothing. All his monks had nothing. And it also was forbidden to have any jewelry if you were a monk and nun. I wear them because I designed them. I designed them. I wear them like a model, you know? So if people like it, they can buy. If they want to buy, we don't even ask anybody if they want to buy or not. It's not like that. It's all their own choosing. In our group, we never force anybody to do anything or force them to even stay with me. Oh, it's difficult to stay. If anybody asks to go or just leave, I never, never, ever force them to stay. On the contrary, sometimes I have to tell them to go out because their level is too low. They're too near the devil and they cause a turbulent atmosphere in our group. So for the sake of all the good ones, I have to ask somebody to leave. Not the opposite, yeah. And I also wear nice clothes because it's also not my choice. I told you already. Like if I go out today for lecture, I should wear what? It all has been arranged for me. I mean, inside. And outside, of course, my team, they make the clothes for me. The ones I designed, they made it. Same with the jewelry. But the fake jewelry that Zhang Tam and his group stole the designs for me is very rough. When I look at their photos, they show it to me when they confessed when one or two of my disciples who had been cheated by Zhang Tam and his team to sell it and say that it is for me. It's not. When I look, I see it. It's very rough. No blessing. It's not as elegant and streamlined like what my desire is. So you can see right away. So whoever is thinking of buying from them is quicker, faster. You're getting a fake one, maybe even with fake gems, not the real diamond, not the real thing. I don't have it myself from them, so I don't know, but it looks so coarse. It doesn't look elegant. Besides, it doesn't have any benefit in energy. It's a different thing altogether, completely different, just like heaven and hell.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.